So most people know us for our polling work, which we've been doing for 70-plus years. And our polling, actually, interesting enough, is one of the smallest pieces of the work we do at Gallup, and are involved in some major things like our World Poll, where we're statistically sampling 98% of the world's population every year, measuring things like well-being and other important elements of their lives. And part of what we do in our education division is research that is pretty powerful within schools, so measuring student engagement, teacher engagement, and also doing things like assessments of teaching talent. Those are examples of some of the things we do in the education world.
What do you mean by engagement?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So everybody throws that term around pretty loosely, right? A lot of people have different definitions of engagement. Gallup's is pretty particular in that we got interested in engagement and the measure of it. So we would describe it as kind of emotional engagement, right, in what you're doing in your work, in school, et cetera. And we have done research for decades now that quantify that. So the reason why we got interested is that we found that the ways we were measuring engagement were predictors of key performance indicators like revenue, profit, absenteeism, turnover, right? All these things that businesses and organizations look at as their ultimate outcome. It turns out that employee engagement and customer engagement are leading indicators of how well an organization is doing. So some of our measures of engagement include things like saying that you like what you do each day, saying that at work you have the chance to do what you're best at every day, that you have a supervisor who cares about your development, that in the last week you've received recognition for work that you've done. One of the funny ones is I have a best friend at work. And these items actually translate pretty readily into school. So if you say I have a best friend at school, that's a pretty clear predictor of engagement, which is also linked to better grades, more likely to complete, all those kinds of things. So our measures of engagement are very particular in that they are have been found in research to be predictors of key performance indicators, and that's why we're really interested in them.
And what you have found, and this is intriguing, is that college graduates are not as engaged in their work as those who don't have a college degree, which I think would surprise many, many people.
It shocked everybody, right? Because on the surface, we would just assume that if you get a college degree, that you're more engaged in your work, right? I mean, that's an assumption that I think most people would make. And in reality, Gallup just announced this finding about 2 months ago. So we're still puzzling on it in interesting ways, too. But we found that by educational attainment, those with a college degree are the least engaged in their work of anybody. If you get a postgraduate degree, engagement bumps up a little bit over just having a college degree. But compared to Americans that have just a high school degree, college graduates are less engaged. Now, this is true across all age demographics, across all income level, and it's also true across all job types. So, for example, even managers, which is a disproportionately college degreed kind of role. If you're a manager with a college degree, you are less engaged statistically than a manager who just has a high school degree. So it was a pretty crazy finding.
And you've written about this in a blog that, quote, something about college isn't working. It appears it doesn't do a good enough job of bringing students closer to figuring out what they're best at.
Yep. So when we dug into the data, it was interesting because the study was done by our workplace engagement team, not our education team. And when they first found this finding about college grads being less engaged, they theorized that it was probably because college grads have higher expectations of the workplace, right? You get a college degree, and so you expect more out of work, and then it's not met. And that was a really solid theory. What confused us was that if you got a postgraduate degree, engagement went back up. And you would think that if it's about, you know, high maintenance and expectations, that if you get more college and a more advanced degree, you would have even higher expectations of the workplace. And so we were confused. So we dug into it, and at an item level, the item, so there were about 12 items that we used to measure engagement. As an index, obviously that was important, but we were interested in the item level. And the item that differentiated college grads from everybody else was, at work, I have the chance to do what I do best every day. College graduates, much less likely to say that. And there's really two things that I wrote about that we think are driving this, but it'd be interesting to hear what people think as well. One is that we know, this is a fact, that 50% of recent college graduates, so 0 to 10 years out, and this is probably true for those more than 10 years out, are in jobs that don't require a college degree. So we have an awful lot of Americans who got a college degree and are now in a job that doesn't require a degree. And so when you're
overqualified,
So when they're asked a question about whether they do what they're best at every day, they probably interpret that as, well, I got a law degree and I'm not a lawyer. No, I'm not doing what I'm best at every day, right? And then the other thing that we thought about, which is very interesting, was what we called the achiever path. The idea that a lot of people are very successful. They do everything they're told. They get good grades all the way through college, right? They achieve on everybody else's definition of success in life at the cost of figuring out what was right for them, right? So this is the person that graduates from Harvard and gets a great job and then wakes up one day and hates what they're doing and realizes they're not doing what they're best at. And, you know, all of a sudden they have this crisis moment and they did everything everybody told them, but they didn't land in the place that made them successful.
Mm-hmm. So how do we fix that, Mr. Yeah. Bestie? That would be the more important question, yes?
It is. It's the so one is just to ask the question, are there things we can do to change that outcome, right? We know the outcome is real, right? So this is not an indictment of a type of college, right? Because we looked at all college graduates. So this is a representative sample of college graduates in the U.S. And so this is not just about private liberal arts. This is not about public. This is not about tier. This is a statement about college degrees, right? So I think we have to think about what are the things systemically that are true about all college, right? And so that's why we've landed on these two things. One, there is a misalignment very clearly in this country between the degrees conferred by colleges and universities and the jobs available. So on one hand, we need to do a far better job collaborating at a state level, a local level, a national level between institutions of higher education and the people who are employers in those areas, whether they're businesses, nonprofit, government agencies, right, to have a much clearer understanding of the jobs that are needed, right, the skill set that's needed, and make sure we do a better job of aligning what degrees we're conferring with jobs available, right? And that's not easy to do, but I think we can do a much better job. Not a lot of conversations taking place between large employers and local universities and that level. And then the other one is to just think about the experience of college. To what degree are we allowing individuals, or what degree are we helping them figure out what they like to do and what they're best at? And that's pretty fundamental, right? That can happen across all different subjects, different institutions. But something about the college experience right now, we're not allowing for enough of that to take place. If we were, we would see much better outcomes with college graduates landing in a place where they say they do what they're best at. They love what they do each day, right? I mean, things that we know are critical to how people evaluate their lives, for example.
Most colleges do try, don't they, to meet that, though? I mean, they start out with a sort of a general education requirements. They hope that the incoming students will experiment with different subjects till they find something that piques their interest and that might be a lifelong career for them.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a real important and critical distinction around exploring, which I would encourage people to do, right? The idea of, you know, being able to test a few things, right? Test a few different kinds of roles or jobs or whatever. I would actually argue that we're doing a poor job of that from an experiential perspective, right? So I think from an academic perspective, a content perspective, we are allowing students to explore a lot. But to actually be able to explore different role types and different jobs, this is about more internships, more mentorships. I think it's actually for externships for teachers and faculty, right? How many faculty and teachers have recently had an experience working in a workplace, right? Or have they ever outside of academia, right? So to understand what's happening in the modern workplace, to have those experiences. So I think we can do a lot more on the experiential side of things. I think you're right. From a curriculum standpoint, we are doing broad exposure, especially in a liberal arts degree, for example. But, you know, I think that that's where we're falling down, is on the actual experiences that give people a real taste for that. And then the difference between testing a bunch of things and actually finding one or two that you get deeply engaged in to a degree where you really understand what it is or isn't, right? So if I'm just, you know, sampling the flavor of the day all the time and never really consistently eating chocolate to realize, do I like chocolate over 5 years of time, or do I just like the first taste of chocolate? I think that's a pretty important one too. What we see is a lot of people advocating kids, young people, to get involved in a whole bunch of things at the cost of getting involved in any one or two of them in a very meaningful way. So who cares if you have 17 extracurricular activities listed on your resume if you didn't actually deeply engage in any one of those, right? So that's something I think we should all challenge as we think about what we're espousing.
It's fascinating data and fascinating to think about, because certainly education is in a real navel-gazing period right now. So this contributes to that for sure. I've been speaking with Brandon Bustee, who's the executive director of Gallup Education. And Mr. Bustee, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for allowing me to be with you today.